Blog Talk Radio.
Goddess T, you are live.
All right, all right. Hello, everybody. Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you are listening from. Welcome to the Goddess Fashion and Entertainment Radio Show. I'm your host, Goddess T, and our co-host, Royalty, is actually out today because it's her birthday. So I want to give a shout-out for her birthday. Happy birthday, Royalty. And I hope you have a good day. Now, we have a very special guest on the show today by the name of Castaway, all the way from New Zealand. And I believe he is actually calling from Australia. So I actually came across some of his work on Facebook and YouTube, and this guy has 37 million views on one of his Disney's Frozen remix. It's definitely caught my eye. So callers, please hold, and we will get to a few callers in a few minutes during our interview. Castaway, are you in the building?
What's going on?
Hi. Thank you for
calling. What's going on? No problem
nothing,
at all.
Nothing much. I like your accent.
Yeah, thanks. I like yours as well.
Of course, you know, it's funny when people say that. They're like, you have an accent. I'm like, no, I don't. But, you know, compared to everybody else
around the world.
Yeah, exactly. I guess so. I have an American accent.
It's the same with me.
Right. So, I would actually like you to we're going to first have you give your link so we don't get caught up and forget a way for people to find you and your work. So why don't you go ahead and list a few of your links for us?
Yeah, exactly. So first of all, you can find me on Facebook, which is Castaway, K-A-S-T space away. So that's the main one. We're also channeling out to all the other platforms as well, like Instagram. On Instagram, it's official Castaway One Word. And, yeah, so those are our main ones. All other links are in those ones as well, so you can branch out from there.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now, I actually would like to know, what made you come up with that name, Castaway?
Castaway. Let's see. So what made me come up with that name? Actually, growing up, I've always been quite different, I feel. I've always kind of stood out from the crowd, not in like a I'm better than you kind of way, but in kind of like a just difference. I felt like my mindset was always different to my friends and my surrounding. I felt like I was always wanting to go down a path that was, I guess, different. I didn't want to settle for, a 9-to-5 job. Although
right.
It is important, I didn't want to – that wasn't my end result. And I felt like everyone around me had that kind of mindset. And so at times, and most of the time, I felt like a bit of an outcast. So I felt different. I felt away. And so that's what I liked. So I put that together, and I said, well, Castaway. I felt like I'm casted away, like I'm apart from everything.
Right.
And so, that's what came up with the –
Now, I have another question for you. So what kind of got you into doing the whole remixes of the Disney songs?
Okay, so what got me into the ideas with the Disney remixes? Well, I've always been a fan of Disney. I've always been a fan of the messages that Disney has inside the movies. And so I decided, hey, you know, why not? Let's do something fun with it. Let's do two things that I like. I love rap, and I love Disney. Let's put them together.
There you go.
Play with it. So it really started with something simple, you know, something in my room just for fun. I didn't do it for anything, any purpose, you know. I guess I just wanted to have fun with it, and people seem to like it, so away we go.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, with that said, we're actually going to let everybody who has not heard, your most popular one, I believe, is from the movie Frozen. And my kids love that movie. I have 3-year-old twins, so I have to listen to that movie practically every day. So it actually caught my eye. So we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of the Frozen, the song Let It Go. Remixed by Cassie.
Let it go.
lights on, cars gone and the house empty. Bank bill with no credit card, no cash money, but the pain plenty like telling me to let it go. But the pain so cold like the white snow. Even if I had to run with a gun in the backseat low when I
honest to you, Laura.
Hey. All right. Hello?
Hello, hello,
yes,
hello.
Laura.
We're back, we're back. That was a quickie. okay, so we actually, and of course I have been listing many of your videos on my radio page as well as my Facebook page and Instagram. So you guys can actually catch the full version on YouTube as well as my page as well. So we're actually going to take our first caller, so maybe somebody might have a question for you. So we'll go ahead and take the first caller.
256-236.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Wide Up K from the Lyrical Positions. How you doing tonight, guys?
What's up, what's up?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you?
Hello? Do you have hello?
All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, cool. All right. Cast Blade, that was a fucking dope ass track, dude. I'm loving it. Like, I was not expecting it to sound that great. Like, that was fucking dope, dude.
Appreciate it.
Love the way you got your name as well. Love the way you got your name as well. Like, the origin story behind your name. That's dope as hell. As far as the question, I really don't got one. Like, you're a fucking dope ass artist. As soon as I get off here, I'm going to go check out your video on YouTube and add some more views to them. So, you know. But, yeah, I was just calling in, fucking talking about my team for a little bit.
Okay.
I am YWK. I am YWK from the Lyrical Flozitions. You can find us on Facebook and SoundCloud at Lyrical Flozitions. You spell Flozitions, it's Flozicians. I actually have a group of team, more or less. We have Mod Soul, Konki, Swank, Ashen Cushion, and myself, as well as Jess Dante. It's more or less a mixture of not only rap, but as well as R&B with the new age sound that Swank provides. Swank is an acronym for style with a nice kick. And Konki, he's more or less my old school hip hop head. He likes that old school flavor. And I'm more or less a mixture of everything. I can do a little bit of all of it. So, but yeah, I was definitely digging that fucking track, Castaway. No doubt. Like, that was fucking, I was not really.
Hey,
really
appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Thank
Any
you.
Time, brother. And not a problem. And how you doing tonight, Goddess?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Just chilling in the car. Had Eddie hit me up earlier and asked me to call in and promote. And I was like, yeah, always.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and promoting your stuff. And we're going to go ahead and get back to our interview. So did you want to drop any links?
Other than the links I provided, which was Facebook and SoundCloud, it's going to be Lyrical Positions. It's Flozicians. And you can
find
all our work there.
Out.
All right, not a problem. You have a good night now.
Okay, good night.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're back to our interview. Hey, Castaway.
Hey.
Okay, so my other question I have for you, what actually inspired you to be an artist?
What inspired me to be an artist is my purpose. I want to uplift people. I want to make people feel good. I want to bring light into people's lives. And there's been a massive response with that, especially with the Disney remixes and the messages that I try to project through the through the stories and through the experiences, you know. And so my purpose, and wanting to uplift people. And I know that music can provide me with that opportunity.
Nice. Good answer. So what are actually your short-term goals in the industry?
Short-term goals in the industry. Well, I don't know how short you mean, but this year I am going to go to the Grammys. And that is
nice.
Something that I really see. Prideful way did I say that, but simply in a way of belief. You know, I truly know and feel that I'm going to be at the Grammys by the end of this year because we've got a lot of good stuff coming up, you know, a single in the next few weeks. So it's going to be exciting as well. But, yes, Grammys,
really
definitely one of the main goals.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
So what musician did you look up to growing up?
Musician. Wow, this is a hard one. Caught me off guard.
Well,
this
your
one.
Top. Give me your top three.
Top three. Okay. Well, I guess it depends what kind of mood I'm in. I suppose I can be in kind of different moods, especially when it comes to music. Let's say bassy, all right? Let's go with a bassy mood. I'm in a bassy kind of like a drop mood. I'd probably go with Kanye West.
Okay.
So I look up to Kanye West in that area. Also, Justin Bieber, obviously, with his R&B, more lighter kind of happier feel.
Right.
And Drake's a no-brainer as well. So.
Exactly. Yep, I like them all as well. Maybe I can get one of them on my show.
Hey, get me on
you
as well.
Know.
All right, I want to be live when you get that.
Right, exactly. We'll have to have a whole studio audience and everything.
Now you're talking.
Exactly. Well, I actually want to play another one. Callers, please hold. We're going to get to the next caller in a minute. But I actually really like the Mulan. I love that movie.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's a dope
very
trend.
Good.
I really, really like Mulan. So we're going to play the Mulan remix.
Yeah, me too. It's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Let's get down to business.
A role model, but you're drunk in the back looking for more bottles. Last week saw a man hit a woman, still mad, so we beat her to the ground when her face was covered in red color. When everybody's around, he'd always say that he loved her. What is a real man to you? What is a real man to you? I gotta know. Real men don't run away for a day and make a change for the better. And real men don't wanna play a game with the ones that they love, gonna change for the better. What is a real man to you? What is a real man to you? Love is the worst kind of game to lose. I could have asked anybody, but I'm asking you. What is a real man to you?
You.
God is to you, but.
All right. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I'm loving that. I'm loving that.
I was all grooving.
I'm loving it. Yeah. It's the best when you can get down to your own stuff, you know? When you're enjoying the creation. That's amazing.
Exactly. I so agree. We're actually going to take another caller. I know we got a lot of callers. We will try our best to get to everyone. However, let's just go ahead and we'll take one more caller before our interview resumes.
413-727. Hey, you guys. It's
hi.
Hey,
hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm good. Loving the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Blessings. Shout out to Black Tear. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to you, Goddess. I love you, sis.
Thank you. I love you, too. So do you
anyway,
have any
yeah,
for our special guest?
I sure do. I've been listening to this radio show and I'm loving it all. You guys are inspiring me and giving me goosebumps.
Thank you.
I'm a singer-songwriter myself. I'm on two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes, thanks to DJ Flipside. And I do a lot of grinding and stuff. But thank you. And people have approached me as an artist and said, hey, your art, I would love to buy because I want to create art with it, my art with it. And to me, that's a sign of success.
Wow.
I wanted to ask King, what can you share with us a moment in your lifetime where you felt like your grind, you felt like you were just really super happy on top of the world? Not that, I know I'm not better than anybody else, but I'm just a little different, like you were talking about. Like a moment where you felt like, okay, pinch me, this is really happening. Can you share anything like that with us?
This is a question to me, right, Kathleen?
Yeah, to you, actually.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, well, actually, I do have a few experiences, you know, that that I feel can uplift a lot of people out there and a lot of listeners out there right now as well. I just feel like looking back and scoping throughout my career thus far, I've always found my happiness in giving to others, right, and serving others. Now, I know there's a lot of great, great music out there today, but if you might notice, a lot of the music does focus on self, you know, like me, I got this, I got that, I got, you know. And even though the music sounds amazing, the messages I feel are still quite me. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but all I'm saying is, looking throughout my career, personally, I have been at my top and my highest and happiest when I'm thinking about someone else. For example, I'll give you an example of an experience. What was your name? Sorry, again, the caller? Sorry.
My name is Angels. A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z. Yes.
Okay, Angels. Yeah. I have a very personal experience. I'll water this right down so we can get right to it. But the experience comes with a small girl. Her name is Ivy. And I actually did a remix to True Colors that was redone by Justin Timberlake. And I don't know if you guys seen the remix. It is on my page, under Castaway on Facebook. But I did a remix to that song and dedicated to a little girl called Ivy who was going through Rett syndrome, which actually is a deathly disease or sickness that she was going through. And so I did that to help her promote her page, to help her. You know, overcome it and help her to get the support that she needs and the following that she needs to get to where she needs to go. And this girl is young. She's eight years old or something like that.
Aww.
And I don't know. That truly brought some peace inside of me. And so if I was to recommend one thing for your career, if it's happiness you're looking for, is to really think, how can I do something for someone else with my music? Because that's what's going to bring you the fullness.
Yes, I fully agree, and I have to say that I'm on a mixtape that's made by our founder of the Crip Hop Nation, and I represent with the Crip Hop Nation spelled with a K for cripple. We give a platform to artists out there who are disabled, who are sick, who are deaf, blind, poor, elderly, you know. This is the people that we help, the poor. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
This is giving me tingles right now. I'm getting tingles right now.
I mean, this is the second promotion. So I definitely understand what you're meaning, and I follow through in your footsteps doing the same things, and I'm in full agreement with that because I've always said, what good does it do me? I can do Whitney Houston. Okay, so what? I've got a great range. I've got this talent. But what good does it do anyone else but myself unless I use those gifts to help? I have
amazing.
To give a
absolutely
shout out to the Crip Hop Nation. And I'm on the test. We just got Run DMC, Daryl McDaniels. I didn't know he was mentally challenged. He threw
really?
A track on yes. He suffers from depression and wrote a book about how not to commit suicide. And he just threw a track down on our 10th anniversary CD. So, and then we've got Wonder Mike from Sugar Hill Gang who threw a track on there. But I used to live overseas. I lived in Belgium. So I'm just now getting into the DMV part. I mean, there's so many very creative ways that we can use our talents and the Crip Hop Nation is a wonderful, wonderful movement that I joined just this last year after doing collaborations with them, and I'm so proud to represent them. I'm challenged by type 1 diabetes, so I have an insulin pump. It doesn't disable me or I mean, it almost killed me, yes, but I take control of it, you know, and I take good control of my own health. But so in a technical sense, I am one of them. You know, and I know what it's like. And discrimination, you know, is the Lord, You know, we need to just help others, like you were saying. So thank you so much.
Well, Anne, I don't mean to cut you off, but do you have any links that you would like before we get back to our interview?
Sure do. Thank you, Goddess. Yes, I do. You can find me on Facebook under Angels, A as in Apple, N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z, and Instagram and also SoundCloud underneath the same name. Yeah, and then I'm on the Woo Files 4 and Woo Files 2 mixtape. And a model on Untouchable Magazine, so shout out to them. And Sunday Sounds. Thank you so much, y'all. Peace and blessings.
Thank you so much. You have a good evening.
Thank you, Angels.
You too. All right, thank you so much. Bye.
All right, I really like her. Okay.
Me too.
So, back to our interview. I'm going to have to get her definitely on the show again. but can you tell me a little bit about your album that is coming up?
I sure can. So, we pre-ordered for my new single, my debut single. It's called Glow, okay? So I think Glow, the name Glow is quite self-explanatory. it's just basically about shining within you. Everyone has glow, you know, and we want people to let that glow come out. So the single where the pre-orders will be open for this coming Tuesday. The single itself drops on the 7th of April, and then the video clip drops on the 14th of April, which is a week later after that.
Okay.
Yes, and so that the Glow will be part of an up-and-coming album that we're currently working on at the moment. We're currently working on a few songs at the same time, so we're jumping back and forth with a few different songs. But this album is going to be a hit, I tell you. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible, and I'm super, super excited for everyone to hear it. Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's awesome.
I'm excited.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And
I think I'm going to get it as well.
Playing your song on my show. I will definitely spin some of your tracks. For sure.
Oh, well, okay. Awesome. Let's spread the love. Yeah.
So, the
album has been worked on. Go ahead.
Great. No, I was just going to talk about the next track from the movie Moana. I think that's Disney's newest movie. My kids love that one, too. So I actually want to listen to the track from Moana. Remix.
Let's do it.
See the light inside the sea, it grows me. No one knows how far it goes. If the wind stands the sea, it's behind me. But it all goes. My soul has just no
time. In your own way. See, I don't care what the others say. I look in the mirror every day and tell myself that I'm the greatest every single day. Heyo, just like to say, oh, I like to pray, oh. Remember everything that every mother used to say, oh. Back in the day, oh, when everybody used to crayon, that you the greatest thing that my eyeballs had ever laid on. They say, oh, you the best, you the greatest, no one tests to you, no one comes closer to a million miles from your hello, better world. Promise I'll believe in me, yeah. Promise I'll believe in me.
You're back live.
All right. Hey, I feel like going in the beach now.
Wow. yeah,
love it.
Sure.
I love it. You are so creative. Like, I just really, really love how you have changed these Disney songs and kind of made it your own. I just think that that's amazing. And that's you know, why I was like, I've got to get this guy on my show. I love Disney.
I'm blushing. I am blushing right now.
I love it. Like,
you got me blushing, Goddess.
Not only that, this guy is really handsome. I'm like, how you doing? Pretty blue eyes.
Thank you. Thank
you
very
really
much.
Have you blushing.
I really
but,
appreciate that.
No problem. But I would love to meet you in person one day. We are definitely going to have to do some type of project together. I don't know what it is. I might have to throw you in my calendar shoot. I don't know, but you know, watch out.
Definitely.
Now.
Definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be coming to the States very shortly, I'll tell you that much. So
let me know.
A meetup is in order.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would have it no other way. Now my next question for you is, how long have you had been an artist, and if you could collaborate with any artist, who would it be?
You with the hard questions today.
hey, gotta get you on your toes.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, first question: how long have I been an artist? Was that the question?
Yes.
Okay, so I started when I was about 15 years old. I remember walking into my room, and I was living with my sister and her partner at the time. And I walked in and I heard music playing from the room. I walked in and I saw my sister's partner making music in his room. And I was like, wow, this is cool. So I used to just walk in every night and just sit there watching him making music. Just watch. One time when he wasn't home, sure enough, I creeped into his room and just started making some beats and whatnot. And from ever since then, I've just been making beats, you know. I've just just been creating my own stuff. I've been on and off a lot. You know, years at a time, I've been just dropping music completely. But it just seems to keep slipping back into my life. It's like sometimes I don't even want it here, and it just keeps coming back. And it's like, oh, all right. So
well,
this
there
must
you go.
Be
Maybe
my
that's
calling.
What you're supposed to
and
do.
That's why I'm going with it.
<You're calling.
laughs> Exactly. And so that's that. Yeah. So I'm 24 now. So just turned 24. And so, since I was about 15 on and off. So
nice.
And now with the collaboration, this is the hard part. So I think I'll probably have to stick with what I said before with the mood. If I'm in a bassier mood, probably Kanye West. If I was more in a happier mood, more kind of girly feel, magical mood, I'd probably go with Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
I'd love
I'm
to see what we can make together.
Choices. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I really hope that happens one day for you. We are actually going to take another caller, so let's see what our next caller has to say.
Let's go.
Time 757-675.
Oh, hello. How y'all doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Doing pretty good.
What's your
name? Doing pretty good. This is Quantrill Howard from Q1 Entertainment out of Virginia Beach, Virginia, also the host of the Q on the Blackout Radio Network. I just kind of just got tuned into the show, so I don't know what was going on earlier, actually. Who you have on the show?
I actually have a gentleman by the name of Castaway. He's an artist.
Oh, nice. I heard the, was it like a British accent or something?
What was that?
I heard like a...
The remix?
I heard like a British
A British
like
accent.
British.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Okay.
I get that a lot. It's more of a New Zealand accent / Australian accent. But yeah, it's similar to British, so I'll give you that. I'll let you off on that one.
Okay. I couldn't tell. I thought it was. I mean, I do know. It kind of sounds the same. It almost sounds the same. Almost.
Yeah. It's not your fault, my friend. It's not your fault.
Okay. I guess my first question would be, what's the music scene down over there in New Zealand?
Okay. What's the music scene? I guess it's kind of like anywhere else. It's definitely a lot smaller to America, obviously, the land of opportunity. it's quite similar actually to American music. So, yeah.
Just never knew that. I just always wondered what it was like, you know, different countries. I know how different states are, you know, in America, but I just never know what the countries were like. Because, you know, I've had some artists send me music, you know, from London and, you know, South Africa on my show. And, you know, we and I hear like a different, you know, different vibe than what I would get on a, you know, from what I get over here.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of learn that a little bit from the music. But just what I want to promote right quick, just promoting my show, The Q, airs every Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got a big show. Going to hopefully have one of our another Texas to Philly artists on the show. We're not even having no artists on the show. We're having a 2-hour caller takeover edition. So pretty much all artists, callers, whatever, just definitely call into my show this Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Give you a chance to promote pretty much all about the show. Also, gonna have some little games in there. We got the A bar. We're gonna have a verse of the day challenge. Supposed to be a trivia challenge I'm going to come up with as well. So there's some different things. Hopefully get y'all some prizes, but you know, whatever. And I'm also doing a Allen Star Those Bars competition with the Blackout Radio Network. Big competition for all artists and rappers. Anybody that has bars, can sing, whatever. It's a big competition, and you can win a lot of big prizes, free marketing, free beats.
Nice.
You know, so a lot of different things. So if you guys want to check that out again, just look into Blackout Radio, talk to Eddie Powell. We're just kind of setting it up as we go along. I know Jonathan J. Styles is making the submission beat for y'all to submit your 16s. Definitely look out for that. And if anybody wants to check out our show, it's facebook.com/theq16, facebook.com/theq16. And we're taking all music submissions. You can email us at theclown@rocketmail.com. That's theqlown@rocketmail.com. And also, currently right now from QLN Entertainment, my label, is DJ Killer Crazy's Chris Anime Mix. Actually, Ms. Goddess T, I believe you actually sent me, and it's actually up there too. You can hear yourself up there. You sent me a little tag to it, so definitely shout out to everyone that sent me a tag. I know Princess of New Hood did it, and a lot of folks from the network did that. So finally had it out. We just had so many issues trying to get that out, so it's out now. If you want to listen to it, SoundCloud.com/QLNENT. Just check out the label, check out the team, check out Blackout Radio Network, and just check out the Q this Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much.
No problem. Yep.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to take one more caller before we wrap up the interview.
937-449.
What up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Just chilling. Just riding, working on, I got a trailer, me and a friend of mine got a trailer out to a movie that we are working on, or we're working on or whatever, called Death Among Us Part 2. We're working on that. We're getting everything with that all the way together. I'm still working on my Young J Back mixtape. Let me see what else am I working on. I'm also working on my Young J Doesn't Want a One album. I'm working on trying to at least get a few shows back going. I'm working on I got a win. Well, I had a win yesterday, but I don't know when I'm gonna have a win again or whatnot. So I'm trying to wait on that. April.
Can you speak up? Hello. It's really hard to hear you.
April 11th. Hello.
Hello. It's kind of hard to hear you.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Callers, please hold. Yeah, I can hear you now. That's better.
All right. April 11th. Let me see. Okay. April 11th, I am having, April 11th, I will be having surgery, though. I'm having surgery April 11th, but I'm still going to, try to push through to making the music or whatnot. I'm trying to get, me and a friend of mine named Killing All Zombies. He's on YouTube, PlayStation 4 and stuff, but he's on YouTube.
I don't mean to cut you off, but can you drop your link for us?
The link on YouTube, if y'all go to, youtube.com/killingallzombies. It'll be a trailer. It'll be like the first new trailer that'll pop up. And the trailer that'll pop up or whatever, if y'all see the trailer, it will be Death Among Us Part 2. I'm starring me. I'm in it. Another friend of mine named Kid is in it. We got just about everybody in it for real. So we're working on a movie.
That's good.
It's an actual series. So like y'all probably get to see what's happening with that. Then I'm trying to work on also getting my documentary and everything.
Sorry to cut you off here. I'm very, very sorry. Man, that sounds awesome. Sounds awesome. You need to push forward with that, and I'm loving those dreams, man. I love it how much you hustle, and that is the best.
I do too.
That is the best. I'm actually on a very tight schedule at the moment.
We
got
have
a
to
few things that I need to do
to our interview. But I thank you for calling, though.
100%. Kill those dreams, man. You got this.
Most definitely. And I just want to say, like, we're listening to the track or whatnot or whatever of the Mahana soundtrack of the movie with the remix with you in there and things like that. Like, that's dope, man. Like, that's real dope. So.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that, man.
Okay,
you
well,
got
I appreciate
it in you,
man.
You chase that.
All right.
We have to finish wrapping up our show, but I definitely appreciate you calling.
Most definitely.
All right, you have a good evening. Hello? You there, Castaway?
Hello.
Okay. I guess nobody heard me, but thank you for helping. So I have, I mean, it's no offense to anybody, but, you know, we are on a schedule and, you know, this is my special guest. We try not to cut people off.
Yeah.
We do have to continue on with the show. I don't want to be rude. And if I seem rude or anything like that, my apologies. But again, we're kind of on a time crunch. So, but thank you with that. So I want you, you've already dropped your links, and out of all the Disney songs that you have pretty much remixed, what would be your all-time favorite?
Out of all the Disney remixes that I've done, what would be my all-time favorite? Oh, probably Toy Story. So Toy Story teamed up with Pixar.
Okay.
If I'm saying correct, but so Toy Story is under Disney as well. I love the sound of Toy Story. I love the sound of Toy Story, but in terms of the lyrics, I'd probably have to go Frozen.
Okay, nice. And I did. Trust me, I've checked out every single one of your videos. So I listened to every single one, and I just happen to choose the top four that I like. So what gives you, my last question for you would be, what gives you motivation?
What gives me motivation? I'd have to go right back to my purpose. Definitely my purpose.
Right.
So my purpose to uplift, to bring light, to help people with their difficulties and the struggles that we all go through them.
Right.
I want to bring a positive vibe, and I'm going to bring a positive vibe to the music industry. And this is in no way, you know, putting a down on the industry or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but it's to simply edify, to uplift, to help people see the true worth that they have in themselves. And that's my main purpose. That keeps me going. That's what drives me. Along with my fans and the reaction that I get from how their lives are changing.
Right. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm actually, I think we have the Lion King track, which was actually I'm going to be playing at the end of the show. But I know that you are on a time crunch, and I just want to give you a shout out, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day or morning, whatever time it is there right now, to call our show. So we will definitely have to have you calling in again. But I know that you're on a time schedule, and I do appreciate so much. This has been awesome. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Not a problem at all, Goddess. Thank you so much for having me.
I would love to have you on the show again in the future. So best of luck to you.
For sure.
We're still going to be playing your tracks. We're going to play in a few minutes. We're going to, after I take a few more callers, we are going to play The Lion King, so which is another one of my favorites. So, but I do know you have to go on. I know you're on a time crunch, and I just appreciate you calling in to the show.
Not a problem at all. Ciao.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So we're going to take another caller. He's in a whole nother time zone, so we had to have a certain scheduled time slot for him. But I will take another caller if you guys want to promote your music.
985-381, the lock. Yo, yo.
Hello?
How's it going? How's it going?
It's going well.
Chris,
how are you?
This is Chris P. from Houma, Louisiana down here.
All right. Down
doing
south.
Fantastic. I just want to shout out that caller, man. All those remixes with all those Disney songs
Disney.
And whatnot. And that's pretty.
That's
it took some
dope.
Talent.
Yeah,
that man got some talent. That's pretty dope.
Exactly.
I wanted to make
a few
announcements.
Do you have anything to promote yourself?
Yeah, I sure do. We're forming the Crispy Duck Foundation. It's a foundation. Me and my best friend, he's got cerebral palsy, and we're forming this. The Crispy Duck Foundation is going to be a nonprofit that builds parks around the local area to begin with, and hopefully United States wide, that are handicap accessible.
Oh, okay.
Because he didn't have that privilege when he was growing up.
Right.
So
nice.
That's what we're doing. And we got a father-daughter dance coming up on June 10th down here in Houma. At Dumas Auditorium in Temple Parish. So that's another up-and-coming event. And
right.
I told Black Tier that next time I call in, I'd spit a few bars for him.
Okay, definitely.
I told him for him to hold me to it. So.
Well, I'm going to hold you to it.
All right.
Go ahead.
You all right?
You're ready.
All right, well, hold on. My daughter just dumped soap in the bathroom. No man. All right, you better. All right, you ready? I'm a lyrical menace because my lyrics are acidic. Every time that I spit it, I be burning people with it, knocking tops off. King goes and fit it. Some going so hard, it's mandatory. You feel it? They nickname me the butcher because I always kill it. I'm like a dog off the chain, man. I gotta go sick it. Nickname me Powerline. I'm off the wire, electric. And I'm just trying to be patient in this life that's so hectic. All these people that surrounding me, none of them second guessing. That's the reason why I ain't never guessing. You see, if you gotta check it, then sit down and I'ma teach you a lesson.
All right. That's dope. Well, I appreciate you calling into the show. I'm going to be on another few weeks. We're going to air again. So we're always posting info on our website as well as Facebook as well as Instagram. And you can follow me on Goddess Entertainment Radio on Instagram.
Goddess Entertainment Radio. I definitely will. I'm on
Instagram
too.
You can follow me
too.
On Facebook as well.
Awesome. And I'm on Instagram as at CrispyLSL and on Facebook under Christopher Pugh. And I hashtag boom everything.
Nice. Well, make sure you follow me and I'll follow you back.
I sure will, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for calling me. You too. All right. We'll take our next caller.
313-938.
Yo, what's going on? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm doing perfect. Can't complain at all. My name
good.
Is Ross.
That's good.
I'm calling in from Detroit. I just wanted to call in and plug my label, Last Act of Defiance Entertainment.
Okay.
One of my artists, Be Nutty, he has his EP dropping on the 1st, this Saturday. We're doing an EP release party at the Bullfrog. out on Finkel and Telegraph out in Detroit, if anybody's familiar with it. And his EP will be released on Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, and, you know, all the platforms also this Saturday.
Okay.
So,
that's what
you know, we want people to check that out. And if you want to get a preview of what's on the record, his single, All We Know, is out right now on all those platforms, including YouTube. And there's a little mini movie on YouTube also. So that's All We Know, Be Nutty. And it's featuring Cooper, my other artist, Cooper Rachi. So, yeah, y'all can check us out.
Definitely check you out. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we'll go to the nuts.
Yeah, we'll go to the next caller.
517-215.
Hello?
Hello? I can barely hear you. Can you speak up?
It's Hoghead Gino checking in from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. Give any shout outs or you have any info you'd like to drop?
Oh, yeah, I just say I want y'all to check out my SoundCloud at Hoghead Gino and also on my YouTube channel.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yes, indeed.
Can you drop that link one more time? Because in the beginning you were cutting out.
Yeah, I said Hoghead Gino on SoundCloud and YouTube.
Okay.
Yep. Also Reverb Nation at Gino. Hip Hop from Detroit, Michigan.
Nice.
Indeed.
All right.
And also as well, you can check me out at Hot 97. Who's Next?
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you for that. We're about to close out the show, but thank you for calling in.
Okay, I appreciate you having me.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
All right.
Okay. All right, so everyone, if you can hold on for a minute, I'm going to make a few announcements, and we'll get to a few more callers before we wrap up the show. So callers, please hold. Don't go anywhere. So I wanted to explain. I'm actually, if anybody doesn't know already, I'm a fashion designer. So I'm actually launching my swimwear line, Goddess Luxury Swimwear and Lingerie. I'll be catering to sizes 10 through 24, or really a medium to a 3X. Okay? So we are actually doing a Las Vegas calendar shoot tour, and that will be April 8th. At 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Turmeric Indian Cuisine. It's actually on this rooftop, so it'll be a little nice view. All models that want to attend, make sure you email me. Wear your swimsuit, bring your photo of yourself, make sure you do your hair and makeup. You can send in your photos to me or your headshots to goddessluxuryswimwear@gmail.com. Again, if you would like to attend that Las Vegas casting for my calendar shoot, you can email me at goddessluxuryswimwear@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at goddess1swimwear. Follow me at Goddess Entertainment Radio on Instagram. Follow me and I'll follow you back. All right? So we are going to actually get to a few more callers before I wrap up the show. So we'll take another caller.
704-891.
Yeah, what's going on? How y'all doing, family?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. My name is MK, formerly known as M Killer. I just want to shout y'all out real quick because I big up the people that show independent artists kind of give us a kind of platform, you know what I'm saying, reach out to people that we can't normally reach on our own. You know, a lot of people don't come through the radio and say that, but I shout all y'all out, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
but,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt. But, yeah, I got music out. Get that M Killer Freak Fest, the new album Freak Fest, you know, that single is out. I'm also a travel agent. You know, if y'all trying to get on in the travel business, I swear to God, I push this now more than I push my music. And the reason I do this is because the benefits and the money is consistent. It's every week, you know what I'm saying? And I invested in this just like I invested in my music. The difference is, other than I invested in this company, it's $202, you know what I'm saying? Plus, I got some other things that I had invested in, you know. But for people that's trying to come up for real, I know there's all kinds of schemes out there to discourage people from doing things. But please,
right.
Look up Planet Marketing. Planet Marketing. Go there.
Okay.
Look it up. Reach me on, please do. Reach me on RickyJones.intelectravel.com. RickyJones.intelectravel.com. I'm doing this for real now. People that know me, like Black Tier, he know me. You know what I'm saying? We've been Facebook friends for a minute, so you see what type of time I'm on. I like uplifting our people, and this is a black owned. You know what I'm saying? This the man that owns this is Don, and he's the financial aid for Oprah Winfrey. So that should tell you a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's not no bullshit. Please believe that. But yeah,
okay,
and I got other music. Yeah, okay. Yes, ma'am, I sure will. Let me get your info too, because I missed that name. Goddess what?
It's Goddess Entertainment Radio at gmail.com. And you can follow me on Facebook. You can send me a friend request to Tanya Marie.
Tanya.
And I'll accept your friend request. Okay. But we're going to get to our next caller. I appreciate you calling to the show. I'm going to try to get two more callers.
Okay, and I appreciate you too. Shout out to all y'all. Salutes.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
315-838-July.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's your name?
My name is Flea Marley.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to promote?
Flea Marley, that's my brand. You know, I have plans or vision to do a lot of things, you know, like clothing, music, things of that nature, you know, community, you know, input. But,
okay.
You know, I haven't really got deep into it, but, you know, I just want to reach out to the people that's listening, like the parents, the teens, you know, I need their support. Like, you know, because I support teens, you know, and the youth, the community growing,
right.
You know, positive things. So, you know, like when they listen to, well, when some parents or some adults, you know, they may hear, you know, street music or, you know, hip hop or, you know,
right.
The things that portray in the media, they may turn a blind eye to it or they don't want to listen to it. But, you know, I need their support because I'll be the person to, you know, stop, you know, your child. And, you know, if I see them in public, you know, in trouble or about to get in trouble, you know, I would step in between that, you know, I would put my life on the line for the youth. So I need their support, you know, like, that's all, you know, I need their support.
Well,
and,
how can we find you? Can you drop your links?
My links, I'm on Facebook as Flea Marley, S-L-E-E, Marley, M-O-L-L-Y. And, you know, I always, you know, my email is simple. It's Flea Marley, F-L-E-E-M-O-L-L-Y, at iCloud.com. That's
okay.
iCloud.com.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate you calling into the show. I'm going to try to get one more caller in before I play my last track. Okay.
Okay. Can I just tell the people to stay tuned in to Blackout Radio? And I think you tuned into the queue.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You're welcome. You too.
All right. We'll take one more caller.
938, you're live.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ross with Last Act of Defiance again. I kind of got cut off and I didn't get a chance to get your information. So I can sing
okay.
Some music.
No problem. You can email me at goddessentertainmentradio@gmail.com. goddessentertainmentradio.com.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Goddess Entertainment Radio. And you can follow me on Instagram, too.
Okay. Yeah, well, I got my, I have my engineers follow you already, and I'm going to follow you as soon as I get off the line.
Okay.
So
sure.
I appreciate the time, and like I say, they can find us at LADENT_ Instagram and Last X Defiance Entertainment on Facebook. I appreciate your time. Thank you for letting me get back on. Have a great one.
Okay, no problem. You too. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, I want to thank all the callers for calling into the show. I'd like to thank my special guest, Castaway, calling all the way from Australia. And I would like to give a shout-out to Blackout Radio. We're going to actually play one last song from our special guest, Castaway. It is a remix of Disney's The Lion King. And thank you for tuning in to the Goddess Fashion and Entertainment Radio Show. Good night. Fashion and Entertainment Radio Show. I'm your host, Goddess T, and we'll be back in 2 weeks at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And shout out to all the artists that call into the show. Everybody have a good night.